Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, January 7th, 2020. A group of Jewish activists failed on Sunday to remove the steel column of the artists' collective Center for Political Beauty, or ZPS. As previously reported by Berlin Briefing in December, the ZPS, which is known for its controversial actions, set up the column opposite the Reichstag building and received fierce criticism for claiming that the column contained ashes from victims of Nazi mass murders. The Jewish activists perform under the name Aktionskünstlerkomitee, or AKK, and joined forces for the sole purpose of tearing down the ZPS installation. The members have different political views and religious affiliations. A video on Twitter shows that the activists were supported by several other people, holding up an Israeli flag and a banner which read, quote, "Those who make suffering consumable are part of the problem." When police arrived after about 40 minutes, the work was interrupted. The Center for Political Beauty had declared that they were the owners of the column and filed a criminal complaint for damage to property. Whether the work of art is lawful or unlawful at this point is to be assessed independently. The Anti-Semitism Commissioner of the Jewish Community Berlin, Sigmund Königsberg, declared on Sunday that if the ZPS activists had taken Jewish criticism of the highly controversial action seriously, they would have already dismantled it themselves. The District Administration of Berlin-Mitte had set a deadline of December 20th for those responsible to remove the column. However, the ZPS objected and even set the column in concrete. We are continuing our summary on the Morgan Post's district plan reporting, focusing on Pankow and Tempelhof-Schöneberg. For more details, please follow the link in our show notes. Firstly, Pankow. Mauer Park will be expanded by 7 hectares. In the anniversary year 2019, 25 years after the opening of the park in the former border strip on the outskirts of Prenzlauer Berg, the company responsible, Grün Berlin, is now planning to gradually open the area. In the old section of the park, a soundproof wall will be used for the first time to protect residents from the noise of street musicians. Berlin's largest residential quarter planned to date is Blankenberger Süden. A formal procedure of the Senate Department for Urban Development is supposed to conclude in the spring. The most difficult part might be the planning of traffic connections, as apartments and garden houses are in the way and would need to be demolished. Urban development is also a topic in neighboring Karow. Here, the district authority failed at the end of 2019 to initiate a plan for the construction of up to 3,000 apartments. Residents continue to protest against the construction of buildings having more than 5 floors, as they would stand in stark contrast to a settlement in the neighborhood, which has been dominated by single-family dwellings to date. What a compromise can look like will become clear in the coming weeks. The district's councils of Pankow declared a climate state of emergency in the heat of summer of 2019. Now, action is to follow. On January 15th, a newly formed Committee for Climate Protection will meet for the first time. And now, Tempelhof-Schöneberg. After homophobic or transphobic nighttime attacks in the gay quarter, the district plans to put a Nachtbürgermeister, or nightmare, in place very soon. Following Amsterdam's example, so-called Nachtlichter are also to be introduced. They're supposed to raise the feeling of security by being on the move in the evening and night hours as contact persons in the event of thefts, acts of violence, or drug offenses. The Alte Malzerei in Lichtenrade is being converted into a new, modern cultural and educational location. Located directly next to the S-Bahn station, a library and music and adult education center will move into the red brick building. In addition, a youth museum will be dedicated to the topics of health and nutrition. The area around the Alte Malzerei is expected to change completely in the next few years. In May of 2019, the district launched the Citizens Council Model Project. The aim is to start a dialogue with the residents of the different neighborhoods in order to understand their points of view. Sony Music is moving to Schöneberg. While the nationwide business has been coordinated from the Bavarian capital of Munich, the entertainment group has announced its intention to move to Berlin this year. A new and modern building is being constructed on the corner lot on Bulowstrasse and Steinmetzstrasse. To enable residents and clubgoers to coexist peacefully, the Berlin Economic Administration will continue to financially support the club scene for putting noise protection measures into place. According to Economic Senator Ramona Pop of the Greens, the state of Berlin intends to support noise protection with 500,000 euros per year in 2020 and 2021. Since the start of the support program in November of 2018, Berlin clubs have received 655,000 euros for noise protection. A club can receive a grant of up to 50,000 euros, in exceptional cases, 100,000 euros. The clubs must also pay a part of the conversion themselves. For a list of supported clubs, please follow the link in our show notes. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.